Show Me the Science with Professor Luke O'Neill, a News Talk original podcast.
Hello, Luke O'Neill here, and welcome to Show Me the Science, my weekly podcast, when I pick a topic that interests me and hopefully you. Now, this week, I have to do football because the World Cup's been running for the past few weeks and we're all watching it, or many millions and millions of people are watching it. In fact, the last World Cup, 3 billion people watched it. That is a third of the Earth's population. A remarkable number of people are football fans. And they reckon this one in the US is one of the most successful ever. They're getting 50, 60 million people tuning in to matches and all sorts, you know. So it's seen as a big success. Now, what I want to talk about, though, is the science of being a football fan. And it sounds a bit strange, but I guess it's in the news a bit because of the World Cup. But there's loads of evidence that being a football fan is very, very good for you in all different kinds of ways. Now, it's obvious, I suppose, in a sense, because we all get together. We are a big sort of set of fans. We're part of a club or whatever it is. And these bring huge social benefits, of course, which I'll go into. But it turns out a few things I came across that are a bit unusual. We mightn't quite expect where the benefits are. The big one, actually, I'll give it away at the start, is even if your team loses, it's not too bad. Now, you might feel a bit sad with your fellow fans, of course. You're beaten, especially by a team that you hate. Lots of rivalries happen as well. But after you get over that initial downer, you then bond in the pain of it. And you all sort of get used to this, and then you kind of sort of adapt, I suppose, and form a social bond through losing. Isn't that strange? It does take a bit of time to get over the hurt, I suppose. And eventually then you realise, oh, we're all in this together. And then what kicks in, which is a really good evidence that we're resilient as a species. And us humans are extremely resilient, it turns out. Remember, we bounce back all the time. I guess evolution made sure that we would bounce back from adversity. You begin to think the next game is coming, and your mind begins to shift towards the next match. And then suddenly you begin to feel a bit better, and you're with your comrades, I suppose, and you're looking forward to the next match. So it's strange enough that losing may not be as bad as it may seem. Now, I myself am a bit of a fan. I support Ireland, obviously, the football team, and I support Spurs of all teams. And many Irish people have picked an English football team. English friends of mine are amazed to hear that someone from Dublin is a big Spurs fan, or Man United, or Arsenal, or whoever it is. And we're very devoted, aren't we? I wouldn't be that devoted, but I keep an eye on them. And I was lucky enough to go to see Spurs play the last match of the season in June. They were about to be relegated and they beat Everton. And I was there in the stadium to watch Spurs beat Everton. Now, the match itself was rubbish, I must say, but we won. And I never felt such a sense of camaraderie and being part of something. All the Spurs fans were chanting, you know, oh, Yid Army is one of their chants when the Spurs go marching in, all that sort of stuff. And again, I got a sense of it myself, all these people together celebrating the win. And even better, the arch rivals, West Ham, were relegated and they began chanting nasty songs about West Ham, which fans can do, of course. But there was a wonderful sense of all being together at this big event. So I certainly found out the benefits from that. Now, that's the first benefit, the sense of belonging. And us humans, we're social. We need to belong. And you can belong to anything. You can belong to a church. You can belong to a team. You can belong to whatever it might be, stamp collecting club, whatever it is. But being a fan of a club means you belong with those group of fans. And that gives us a real sense of well-being. And again, when it comes to humans, everything is seen through the lens of evolution, remember. We evolved, what, 300,000 years ago, and we must have evolved this sense of belonging because we're social. And evolution would have loved that because if we're a big team, we're more likely to survive for all kinds of reasons, you know. So this sense of belonging, it seems we're driven to belong to something. And being in a team like that, I mean, a set of fans of a club is a real sense of belonging. And you share the joy of the win. And as I mentioned, you do share the pain of the loss. And these are emotional responses. And when we all respond emotionally together, that bonds us even more as a group. And that sense of belonging is even strengthened, which is fantastic. Now, next, that's for the first benefit, sense of belonging, good for your mental health. The second thing, though, is if you're concentrating on something, you're not worrying, right? And when you watch a football match, you're concentrating and you're watching the ball being kicked around. It's a distraction from your day-to-day worries, which we all have. And that's a wonderful release from the day-to-day worries, I guess. So concentrating on something that you're really interested in will stop you worrying and, very importantly, stops you over-ruminating. Now, it turns out one of the worst things we can do is to over-ruminate. And we're inclined to. We're evolved to overthink things a bit so that we survive. You know, maybe that guy next door to me in my house who's banging on the wall is going to come and attack me. You start worrying and over-ruminating and you can catastrophize. This is a natural response. But the trouble is if you overdo it, it's really bad for you. You got to break that cycle of over-rumination. And again, anything will work. Go for a walk even can work sometimes. But going to a football match and concentrating on the game breaks over-rumination. And that's a really important aspect of our mental health as well. The other thing that's interesting is in this regard, in terms of the bonding thing and being together, it's a ritual, strangely. So going to a football match is actually performing a ritual. And again, we humans love rituals. And there's all kinds of rituals that we do, especially in religion. There's all the rituals, obviously. But again, this probably evolved to allow us to all get together. And often rituals involve not dwelling on your worries, like if you pray, for instance, right? In this case, the ritual is you go to a match, you concentrate on the game, you're watching the football, and that's all part of the ritual. And what is a ritual? Well, it's something we do regularly. We turn up often in a group. We often sing at rituals as well, right? We get these powerful feelings being driven by the ritual. It's something beyond you. In this case, it's the football team and you want them to win. And it also can mean forming friendships and being a really big part of a community through rituals. So turns out football, in some ways, is like a religion. Of course, if you talk to some of my friends, they treat it like a religion, actually. But it's in many ways, there's overlaps between being a football fan and religious observation. And ritual is a very important part of this.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Now, another thing that's really interesting, I think, is it's a way to get rid of loneliness, because obviously we're all together enjoying each other's company. And there's an epidemic of loneliness at the moment, especially among men and middle-aged men. 25% of men in Ireland say they're lonely, often reported, you know. So again, go to a football match, get involved, you know, become a fan, and that will hopefully treat some of the loneliness that you might be feeling. So going to a football match is a great way to sort of combat this sense of loneliness. It's a strange business in modern life, isn't it, that we're getting lonelier. We were much more social maybe in the past, and yet now we seem to be slightly more lonely. So being part of this is a really good way to banish loneliness. Now, I don't know how many we've got to. That's probably four good reasons, right? There's more coming. Another great one is intergenerational interaction. There's a great mouthful for you. So very often a parent and child will go together. A father-son or a mother-son or a mother-daughter or whatever, they'll go to a match together. It's an intergenerational activity and it's a neutral space, so no room for arguments about keeping your room clean or whatever. You can talk about the match together as well and give out about the referee or whatever it is. And it's a safe place to have intergenerational interaction. That's very good for us, because often much of the psychological stress we feel is aggro between parent and child. And yet being at a football match or a sporting event with a father and a son or whatever it might be, that breaks this thing, and it's intergenerational activity that's really, really beneficial. And very often the parent passes on the loyalty and support of a team to the child. So my son had the misfortune to become a Spurs fan, because I was a Spurs fan. He's a bigger Spurs fan than me. And that's not uncommon. You'll often see support of teams runs in families, and now it's a neutral kind of thing. Of course, sometimes you get the son supporting a rival team to the father. That can be okay, because you can have a healthy debate about it, I suppose. But often it's the team that the father supports, or mother, that passes on to the child, I guess. Now, the other thing is, that's another important part of, I guess, de-stressing, as it were. What I like as well is, more generally, it's a sense of identity becomes very important. And I want to talk about Celtic, and I'm not a Celtic fan, But a good friend of mine is a big Celtic fan, was telling me Celtic's a great club for identity. They did loads of stuff in the community. Their big song is Bella Ciao, an anti-fascist song. They look after the underprivileged among them. So very often you see a football club extending beyond football into more general support for the community. And that's a really important part of what the club is doing. And again, that ties into, if you're a fan, everybody together supporting a club and then benefiting the community more widely would be the thing there. And of course, if you wear a scarf or a badge or the shirt, and when I was at the Spurs match, they were all in Spurs football shirts. I bought one myself. That's part of that identity thing. And again, it's kind of part of the ritual, because often rituals involve costumes. Look at religious ceremonies, for instance. So you bet you didn't realise when you put on the football shirt, it's like putting on a special robe. But wearing that strengthens the sense of ritual and belonging as well. And then what I've noticed, researching this, a sense of routine comes into this. So you turn up every Saturday, just like going to Mass, I suppose, on Sunday. And that sense of routine brings structure. And people like structure in their lives, very importantly. And in fact, the Celtic Club have noticed that sense of structure is very useful for young people who are depressed and anxious. Because it's a weekly thing, they know when it's coming, it helps their mental health, that structural aspect as well, which I bet you didn't realise was going on too. We like routine as a species as well. I mean, who would have thought? Kicking a football around, but have so many benefits. Now, the other one I like is, it's about storytelling. Now, we humans love to tell stories. Again, on the plains of Africa, sitting around a campfire, I suppose. We tell each other stories. And there's always loads of stories after a match. You know, opinion, how the team did, the mistakes that were made, especially conflict about the referee making the wrong decision, hopes and disappointments being dashed. Also, if you travel to a match, there's a study on this. If you go to the away game, that often involves stories about missing the bus or whatever it is, or aspects of getting to a different city and coming back. So storytelling is a really, really important part of this as well. We love to be storytellers as a species. And to show you how there's some real science, they've also imaged people's brains as they watch their team play. Can you believe it? One of these MRI scanners. And guess what? When the team scores, you get a huge kick in the reward circuit of the brain. It lights up like a Christmas tree, obviously, because you feel joy, right? They've also measured testosterone, get this, and that goes up if your team is winning. And that's a very interesting phenomenon, because testosterone brings all kinds of benefits, and especially if you win, you see an increase in testosterone. And they've correlated winning at sport with an increased economic activity. So you spend more money because you're in good form. You're more productive in the workplace. And guess what? There's a spike in births 9 months later. Get that. Now, there's a vague association there. They overstate that slightly. That could be because of the testosterone, because it gets people going, you know. And then next thing, people get pregnant and the babies are born 9 months later. Isn't that very strange? So the wondering then, will there be a dividend from these things? If a team wins, you see an increase in the birth rate, which is an important part of this as well. And it just shows you. And then one other one I want to tell you about is the cognitive benefits. So if you're following a team and you remember the names of the players and you know when your team last won the championship or whatever, all the statistics, monitoring the team selection, that's a really good activity for your brain anyway. It's called cognitive activity because you're using your brain in a very interesting way. Complex things like tactics, arguing over team selection, very useful for your brain. And of course, keeping your brain going will stave off things like dementia. So it really exercises your brain if you're following all the statistics and the players' names and all sorts of things, which is a really good way to look at it as well. So there are all the benefits. Isn't it remarkable, the number of benefits of following a football team, win, lose or draw? And remember, it's cheap. You don't need to go to the match in person. You can watch it in your local pub. You can even watch it on the telly. Now, on your own, as I say, it's not as good as being with others, but afterwards you can talk about it, you know. So following a team and watching it is really beneficial for your health in all kinds of ways. It brings community, ritual, meaning and a sense of identity and boosts your mental health in all kinds of ways. And that's why it's a great thing to do. And let's hope that whoever wins the World Cup will be supported by their national team, and all of us should rejoice, really. And there you have it, the science of being a football supporter. And thanks for listening. And my podcast is a News Talk production, available every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.